Welcome to the Building Better Workflows podcast. I am so delighted that you're here and made time to listen. I'm Dr. Leah Gugino, a primary care pediatrician, mental health warrior, and you might know me as the host of the Pediatric Meltdown podcast. In this limited series, we will explore better ways to integrate mental health care into your setting. So get your pen and paper ready for a practice makeover. Hi, welcome back to Building Better Workflows. And today we're going to be talking about assessing confidence, competence, and the strengths of you and your staff, because you're the ones doing the work, right? And you want to feel good about what you're doing and feel comfortable and confident so that your patients and your families can feel comfortable talking with you about these things because they know, I've got this, that you understand how to manage these conditions. I mean, if you think about a child that comes into your office who is having respiratory distress, we don't throw up our hands and say, go to the emergency room for every case, right? We know how to assess that. We know how to count their respiratory rate, to get a pulse ox, to watch the child breathe, to take a history from the family. And really, mental health conditions are the same. We need to know how to assess and triage and manage and coordinate care. And sometimes it means a trip to the hospital, but most of the time we manage most things on the outpatient side. And I think the same can be said for mental health conditions. Maybe we need our partners that are mental health practitioners in the community, psychiatrists, but most of this, again, can be done in the outpatient setting. So let's talk about assessment. In the workbook, there is a survey for your partners and a survey for your staff. These questions will assess how people feel about their ability to address mental health concerns. These surveys cover questions about suicide prevention. Yes, I know I harp on this a lot, but it's so important. Trauma assessment. That 0 to 5 social emotional well-being, anxiety, depression, ADHD, autism, spectrum disorder, substance use, and psychopharmacology. I'll talk a lot about the help that's out there from our child psychiatry friends through the Child Psychiatry Access Programs. And in the resources, again, you will find surveys for the staff and for your partners. And as you're thinking about what training do we need, you'll have a better idea once you've identified where your strengths are and where some of the gaps are. So I hope you'll take a look at those surveys in the companion workbook that can be obtained by going to the pediatricmeltdown.com website where you can download the e-workbook. So again, if you want to chat about assessing the gaps, the confidence and competence, and sort of, I think it's not swaying, but really hitting home with your partners about you can do this work, but let's find those areas that we can support by doing additional training. Do we have the right screening tools in the office? Do we know how to use them? Do we know how to score them? All the things. So it's really important that we know where people are so that we can meet their needs. So thanks for tuning in. I hope you'll check out the workbook and take a look at the surveys. And please join me for the next episode. Thanks so much. Thank you so much for joining me today. I hope this episode was helpful as you think about ways to transform mental health care for your patients. The work is challenging, but our kids need us now more than ever. Be the one to listen, to offer hope, and to make a difference. Click on the link in the show notes or head over to the pediatricmeltdown.com site for a free downloadable worksheet and a training PowerPoint to lead your staff through managing crisis calls. You can also download the Building Better Workflows workbook, a companion to the podcast, with all the tools and resources you will need to redesign your workflows. Let's take it to the next level.